Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering, as always. I want to thank Gwyneth and Greg for holding down the fort on Friday. That's excellent. And I wanted to thank Bert and Andy Hibbs, for holding down the fort for hour number two on Friday. And then Rich yesterday, Rich Sheehan, going solo. And I called Rich and I said, Rich, I hate to ask. I don't know how, Rich, I don't. Can you maybe consider going solo on Tuesday? And it's a running joke that we have because Rich asks me all the time if he can go solo. And so he was laughing and we were having a chuckle over it. So, yeah, hey, it's that time of year. And, you know, class, I got to tell you, looking around at some of the other farms, they got caught in the squeeze. Literally, the weather report last week said, clear for days, you know, sunny, virtually no precipitation, low humidity, perfect weather for cutting hay. And so they cut hay on the first day. It takes 3 days. You know, you cut it one day, you ted it that day or the next day, then you rake it and bale it the third day. Well, they cut it and it rained. It rained right on the hay, you know, right at the end of the first day, beginning of the second day. And a lot of the hay is just damaged. And it's all over because farmers are believing these weather reports rather than looking up and looking down and looking at a barometer. I mean, they just look at their phone and listen to the TV news about the weather and jump with it. And we didn't do that. We made up our own minds. And so we didn't get all of our hay cut, for sure. But everything we did cut, you know, we cut a small amount. And we weighed the risks. We weighed the risks of cutting less, raking less, baling less, and getting it all up, you know, into rolls so that it could take the weather. And it's fine. Ours is fine, whereas theirs has been damaged. And so much has been damaged. It's unbelievable. I was talking to a guy this morning, and I said, so this guy's in Springfield, Missouri, the big city, and actually the third largest city in the corrupt state of Missouri. And I said, what's with this hay? It's you know, it's so expensive, and you know, up to $120 a roll. And he said, well, and he's, you know, he sells his for up to $90 a roll. I was like, gosh, I just sold some a week ago, made some extra, and I could not be that guy. I couldn't be the guy that took advantage of people who were desperate for hay, farmers who absolutely had to have it. And we sold it for $40 a roll, 40, less than half of what this guy wanted, or sold his for this morning. And people are so desperate for hay, class. We built a hay bale fort for our campers, and I sold it. I sold it not for so much the money, I mean, which, that was important too, but sold it for farmers who are desperate. I put an advertisement in Facebook Marketplace, or just a post, and we had 33 farmers begging for this hay. 33. That's how serious it is. And it's going to get worse. It's getting worse. Gwyneth is with us. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello there, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Well, you know, I'm looking out the window, figuratively, and everything's broken. Everything is broken. I was talking to a guy to do a job for a friend of ours, you know, so this guy would be the contractor, and it cost $300 for me to contract this trenching job for much longer distance, much more difficult, more material used, and that was probably 5 years ago. Now the job that cost me $300 5 years ago is going to cost this guy $1,500 for an easier job. Everything has gotten so expensive. So expensive. It's not necessary. But who did this? Well, the last guy. The last guy and the current guy. They went crazy with the lockdowns. They went crazy with the free gifts. They destroyed the American economy. They destroyed restaurants. They destroyed mom-and-pop businesses everywhere. And they destroyed chain stores. They've destroyed the American way of life and the way of life for Australia and every other country as well. And they are to be to blame. And two of them are running for re-seating in their big chair. Both of them. And they're proud of what they've done. Unbelievable. And there's only one guy in sight, only one guy in sight that has a modicum of saying the right thing, and that would be Robert F. Kennedy Jr. But he's got a checkered past, and he's part of the establishment. So we're doomed. We're doomed. Now, I'm not saying I would support any candidate. And you know, class, I wanted to say, look, I've used the term immutable. I'm not voting. I am not voting. I haven't voted for big hair or small brain. I haven't voted for any of those guys. I haven't voted locally. I haven't voted for the county. I haven't voted for the state. I haven't voted in the big corrupt selection. I haven't voted for any of it. And I'm not going to. It's immutable. That point is immutable. I'm not going to vote. I'm not going to participate in the charade. My voice doesn't count. So I'm not going to waste my time. I'm only going to spend time doing things that are productive for my family and me. And if I can help friends and neighbors, I certainly will do that. That's where it stops. Gwyneth?
Yeah, that's the truth. And here in Australia, we are in an even worse state than you are in the United States. We are totally screwed here in this country. We are going down the plug hole, and we're going down quick. And I wasn't going to say anything about this, but because it's such an excellent lesson, I will. I'm in the process of applying for unemployment benefits here in Australia, and I thought that it would be a process that might take 5-6 weeks, maybe. And we have our version of Social Security, which for whatever reason they call Centrelink here in Australia. And the people at the Centrelink office, when I put my application in, are not absolutely entitled to this payment. So I figured, well, why not? You know, it will make my life maybe a bit easier. And yes, it's going to contribute to the inflation, but you know, it might also help me to prepare as well. So I tossed up the pros and cons, and I came up with, yeah, I'm going to do it. And anyway, I put in my application, and I asked the guy, and it had to go through several people. So I said, how long will it take for the application to be processed? And they said, oh, you should hear within 2 weeks. And I said, beauty, mate. And that means that's pretty good here in Australia. And I should have known better. The Holy Spirit was just standing there shaking his head going, it's not going to take that long. It's going to take a lot longer. You are going to get your payment, but it's going to take a bit longer than 2 weeks, I can tell you that. And here we are. I put in the application 6th of May, and it's now the 21st of June, which is 6 weeks later, and I'm still waiting to hear back. And I've called them twice because my, my food stores, when they had the COVID thing was the last time I was on unemployment benefits, and I received some stimulus checks from the government. And I don't know what everybody else did with theirs. I don't know if they went out and bought big flat screen TVs or whatever they did with it. I went to a few places. I went to the grocery store, and I bought massive amounts of storable food, such as tomato sauce, pasta. That's what we call ketchup here in this country, tomato sauce, pasta, laundry detergent, oil, flour, and stock powder, chicken stock powder and beef stock powder. And those stores are beginning to run out now. And so I was... That's the reason why I called up Centrelink and said, listen, can you hurry it along a little bit? And they said, well, we can put an urgent tag on it. That was the first time that I called them up. And they said, okay, well, we'll put an urgent tag on it. That was 2 weeks ago. And normally an urgent tag would go through within a few days or a week. But it's been 2 weeks now since the urgent tag got put on, and I called them up again and I said, listen, it's been a couple of weeks since the urgent tag got put on. Is there anything else you can do to hurry along this application? And I'm sure that I know what processing that application requires. I'm sure it requires somebody sitting there at a computer screen looking through my file. And basically, okay, filled that out right, yes, okay, ticked all the boxes, clicked the mouse, which on, and I'm sure that's all that it requires. You know, I don't know, I've been to Link, but, I've seen, you know, just sort of looking at their screen when I was being applying for payments, but I'm sure that's how it goes. Because if there's any problem with your application, which is likely to see it get bounced, it doesn't get to that stage of, you know, the final application process of somebody looking at it and going, yep, click the mouse, approved. Payment will be paid, you know. But, you know something, I'm sure it's sitting in somebody's inbox somewhere, and that it's got maybe a few thousand files in front of it, maybe, you know, a few hundred thousand files in front of it. That there's some poor person out there who has the job of going through and looking at, several hundred of these applications per day.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth is absolutely right. By the way, Gwyneth is live in Australia. And the same thing is here in the United States. When you go to a government office, even if it's a contracted government office, meaning people pay to have a government office where they process motor vehicle transactions like license plate renewals, registration renewals, making sure that you meet the requirements for the state-approved license to operate a motor vehicle, all those kinds of things. Those people, every single one of them, clicks with their mouse. They check boxes, and sometimes they enter amounts and names and letters. And they don't make decisions. They just click boxes, and then the screen says, next screen, or more information, or it's here's the amount to charge the customer, those kinds of things. But the people behind the screens with the mouse and the keyboard are not making decisions. They're just clicking dots on burger dots and checking off answers on the screen as they ask you the questions. They are not making decisions. The system is making the decisions. So Gwyneth is absolutely right, and it's a mess, because now we have machines between us and the decision. And why should it take so long? Gwyneth was there. Gwyneth applied. The information is all in front of them. Why should it take more than, a second? It shouldn't. It should not take more than a second. And that's what the government raised the taxes for, to build the machine so we could go from paper to batch processing until the 1970s, and then to go to online real time, which was the transition point in the 70s. I built one of those systems for the government. I know what it's like to convert them from batch, remote batch that was processed overnight, to online real time, click send, and boom, it's done. The bottom line is the decision could be made right then and there. But that's not how the government works. The government wants to keep people dependent. That's what they do. Gwyneth, back to you.
Yeah. I think that, this is something that has always kind of confused me, because with Centrelink, you fill out the form, but you have to go in and you have to actually see a human being to finalize your application, okay? So you go in and they have an interview, and this is to prevent fraud. This is to prevent somebody from having three different IDs and collecting three different payments. Okay, so it would be a little bit obvious if you had the same person show up as Joe Dokes on Monday to put in an unemployment benefit application, for instance, and then on Tuesday he shows up with the same receptionist calling himself John Doe. And then on Thursday he shows up, or Wednesday he shows up and he calls himself Fred McGinty. The same receptionist is going to notice. And that's the reason why they make you go in there for an interview. And I get that. I understand that. What I don't understand is why at the end of the interview they make you wait before, they could check through and say, yes, all that seems to be in order. Okay, click the mouse button, approve. Your payment will be there within the next pay cycle, which might be 2 weeks. I would understand that. I would say, that's good, thank you, or 1 week, or whatever the pay cycle is. I would be happy with that. But then apparently they have to send it off to another worker who has to recheck it. And to me, it's like, why? Why? They've got my computer record and my Centrelink reference number, which is what it's called. They give you a number which stays with you your whole life. I first went on Australian Centrelink when I was over, how old was I? About 19 years old. 18 or 19 years old. And
it's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. A tourist submersible carrying five people that went missing while on a diving trip to the wreck of the Titanic triggered a rescue operation in the North Atlantic Ocean. A U.S. Coast Guard statement early this morning said remotely operated vehicles were deployed for the missing sub after Canadian aircraft detected underwater noises in the search area, some 900 miles east of Cape Cod, Massachusetts. The problem, Butch Hendricks says, the rescue effort is no easy task because the sub appears to have no technology to signal its location.
There's no emergency deployed beacons that can tell you where it is. There's no beacon or emergency transmitter on it itself.
Some lawmakers are speaking out against Hunter Biden's misdemeanor plea deal with the Department of Justice. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer called it a sweetheart deal that reveals a two-tiered system of justice in America. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's gonna be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're
take my. When you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth is with us. Gwyneth, I don't think you're the only one that feels the frustration of working with any government corporation. And I say it that way because they are corporations pretending to be government. And you know, it reminds me of years and years and decades ago getting in line for a registration renewal for a vehicle. And you get in line, and it takes maybe 45 minutes till you approach the counter. Then you get to the counter, and they say, no, you're in the wrong line. And they say, you need to be in that line over there. Man, it's like these guys have fun doing that kind of stuff, making it very difficult for you to figure out what line you're even supposed to be in. And instead of saying, well, you're in the wrong line, but we'll take you, because I can do that. I can actually do two jobs. I can handle both screens. Nope, to make you get in the other line. And in O-Class, they play favorites. I want you to know they play favorites. And the reason I know this is once, about 40 years ago, I went to get my tags for a vehicle, license plates. And I said, do you have a number that would be a little easier to remember than that one? And the gal said, yeah, hold on. She reached under her desk, and she pulled out a four-digit license plate for me. Four digits. When was the last time you saw a license plate with only four numbers? When? You haven't, right? Typically, they're a minimum of six. She had a stack, a small stack, of four-digit license plates. And in this particular state, if you had a four-digit license plate, you were somebody. You had to be really important to get one of those. And I wasn't. I just asked very nicely for one that's easy to remember. And people would sell a piece of junk car, absolute scrap metal, for thousands of dollars because it had a four-digit license plate that could be transferred to the new shiny car. No kidding. So it was a status symbol, having a four-digit license plate. And I didn't say, y'all, can you make me feel important by getting one of them four-digit license plates? No. It's just that I asked for one that was easy to remember. I got one. And I had it for years. So if you think that everybody's the same and everybody gets treated the same, no, they reserve those for important people. And that's just one tiny, tiny, tiny example of the two-class system. Gwyneth, back to you.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Vincent. And I could do better than that. My cousin, I had a cousin, I think I might have mentioned her once or twice. She was a department store executive, and she financed me into my very first farm. And I eventually sold that farm at a profit, paid off the mortgage that I had with my cousin, and, bought a house in the suburbs, which was a massive mistake. And then a few years later, about 4 years later, sold that house and bought this farm. And she had a three-digit license plate. Three digits. And she inherited it from her father. And the license plate, well, I'll say it now, because she's passed on, and I don't know where the license plate is now, but it was GN6. GN stood for Geraldton, and 6 because it was the 6th automobile in town, because her father was the guy who bought the department store and passed it on to her, so she inherited the department store. And that's why she was an executive of the department store. So I think she was managing director or something like that. And but yes, that was quite something. So there were 5 automobiles, and then there was number 6, and she was number 6. Well, her father was number 6, and then he passed on. She inherited his automobile, and it had the GN6 plate on it, and so she kept passing the GN6 plate down to every automobile that she owned up until the time of her death. And I actually think that it was another executive that ended up with her car and ended up with the GN6 plate. And, yeah, it's, but it is quite struggling to have a small number plate. You're quite right there. But getting back to Centrelink, I think because just the last 6 months or so, the wait time for applying for government payments has absolutely blown to the moon in just the last few months. And I think I know why, Vincent. So I'd like to do a class on that, if you don't mind. Yep. Okay. I think the reason why there has been such an extended wait time on, processing unemployment benefits here in Australia, and also other benefits as well, other government payments, is a few reasons. But one of them is that the Centrelink employees are all required, as a condition of their employment, to get the jab. I think they've been dying. I really do. Because they're all required to get the jab. And people who have gotten the jab are dropping like flies right now. And I think that their employees have been dying. And that is why the wait times have just blown out. I don't know how long this blowout goes back in history, but I think it's become especially noticeable in the last 6 months. And that it's because that the I've got absolutely no proof of this. This is my opinion and my speculation. I think it is because the employees have been dying, and I think that there was another reason. They are having trouble sourcing new replacement employees because new employees don't want to get the jab because they can see everybody around them who gets the jab dropping likewise. And despite the fact that your average Centrelink employee salary is in the six figures, because any bureaucrat, even a pencil pusher at the front desk, is on at least $100,000 or $120,000 per annum as their salary. They don't have salary more than about $100,000, even for the pencil pushers at the front desk. They are on about $100,000 a year. And if you don't believe me, then go to, I don't know how it is in America. But if you're in Australia, just go and look in the staff parking area at your local Centrelink office and see what sort of vehicles the people are driving. And I can just about guarantee they're going to be some very nice automobiles. I don't think many of them will be driving 30-year-old Ford Falcons. I really don't think that many of them will. There might be the occasional one, but it will be a very, very nice-looking 30-year-old Ford Falcon. You know, that would be the exception. But you won't get any beat-up, rusted-up, banged-up Ford Falcons in the staff parking area of Centrelink. I can just about guarantee you that. And if anyone out there in the class photographs one of these beat-up 30- or 40-year-old Ford Falcons in the Centrelink staff parking area, you can email the photo to me at Gwyneth@usaprepares.com, and I'll say, well, I've been proven wrong, haven't I? But they're all on at least $100,000 salary. But not even that can induce them to take the death shot. Nothing can. And I think that another reason why the wait times have been blowing to the moon They got on a rocket ship. They really did. And they blasted off, and they, now they're halfway to the moon. That's just how it is. And there was another reason which has just slipped my mind at the moment, but I will remember it in a minute. But, yeah, this is it. If you are wanting to apply for unemployment benefits here in Australia, even if you've got all your paperwork in order, they'll tell you that it's going to be there within 2 weeks. Don't you believe that for a second. It's going to be just on a regular application process at least 4 to 6 months before your application is approved. And that's just how it is. Even if all the paperwork's in order, even if it's a simple application. Oh, yes, the other reason why that the wait times have blown out. Because you've had a number of really, really huge employers go bust recently, over the last 3 months in Australia, there have been at least three really, really huge home builders go bust. And that means thousands and thousands of their employees are now applying for the dole. And that's just how it is. And then there's me, also applying for the dole in this queue, which is suddenly, and I think this is probably a really major reason why the wait times, especially in the last 6 months, have blown out the moon, is because you've had so many people sacked because their company has gone broke, and now they're applying for the dole. Now they're applying for unemployment benefits. That's the other reason why. And there's just no two ways about it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear. Because for 75 years, he's only said...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
What you're hearing is how difficult it is firsthand to work with the government. And class, you know, people who are on Social Security, most of them have paid into Social Security at the muzzle of a gun. Literally. If you had a job, you were required to pay into Social Security. There's no option, unless, of course, you were a senator or a congressperson. Other than that, you had to pay into Social Security if you were an employee. So it's not like the government is giving you something that you didn't pay for. Anybody who worked paid into the system, unless they were, you know, at the upper levels of government. The rest of us were forced to pay into it. So it's not like people are getting it, something for free. That's not how I see it. Ben, back to you.
Yeah, in Australia, it's a little bit different because we don't have a special social security tax. It's just paid out of the government purse. So that means that they go to the Reserve Bank of Australia. The government goes to the Reserve Bank of Australia, and the Reserve Bank of Australia basically prints up the Australian Federal Reserve notes, the Australian frauds. And they distribute them. But that's how the system operates. There's nothing that anyone can do to change it. You know, they're not going to change it. So, and it's you know, what are you going to do? They're spending, not spending money is a very uncomfortable way to live your life. I can assure you of that. Okay, it's possible. There's been people all over the world for, you know, thousands of years who've lived without any currency. So it's possible. But is it comfortable? No, it's not. It's not comfortable. And what if something breaks that in our modern world can only be purchased with currency? Then you're going to have currency to fix whatever it is that's broken. Like at the moment, I need a new inverter. for my 24-volt nickel-iron battery, or I need a condenser. Probably both. So I'd like to have a new inverter, and I would also like to fix the old inverter and have two inverters. That's what I would like, but that's going to take money. And until then, I've got my smaller system, which has the gel battery, which is a 12-volt system. So that it doesn't do a lot of the stuff that the big battery and the big inverter can do. You know, and so I'm limited in what I can do. And, you know, so you might, I figured you might as well, I prayed about it, and I got the Holy Spirit guidance, but, you know, just go and put the application in. This is what you need to do. I was sort of like, and this is how it is. Is the system falling apart? Absolutely. It's 100% falling apart. And one of the main motivations for me getting on the unemployment benefit, you know, is so that I've got some currency coming in. This is not my only motivation, you know. If somebody comes along and says, hey, you know, there's a job for you. Now, I'll say, yeah, all right. Okay. Then I'll, you know, because you're supposed to be looking for work, and I'm going to be honourable. If they say you've got to apply for a certain number of jobs, then I'll apply for those jobs, genuinely. But the system's falling apart. The whole thing is falling apart, and it's going to come to the day, one day soon, when none of this is going to be here anymore, and I want to be in the best position that I possibly can when that day comes. I want to have my food stores replenished. I want to have things fixed here that need to be fixed, which are going to take cash to fix. And I want to have the number of fruit trees that I think I need. And that all takes currency to buy. And I could, you know, take cuttings of fruit trees, and I'm certainly going to do that as well. But it's, you know, there's varieties of fruit trees that I really want. And you can't get new varieties unless you've got cash to spend on them. Okay, I can hear music again, Vincent.
Yeah, we're going into a break, and top of the hour news and commercial announcements. Yeah. Gwyneth, when we come back, I wanted to share something about generators and the power outages and what's happening in Texas. There are thousands of customers without electricity because of the sweltering heat we've been going through.
Something that I know about that as well.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.